from Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Leslie Curran here, saying hello and welcoming you once again to Let the Bible Speak. I might take just a moment to remind you of the little booklet which we're offering free of charge and entirely without obligation. It's called A New Beginning, and it really gives God's answers to the problems that so many people are facing today, those problems of guilt and fear and temptation. I'm inviting you to write for a free copy today, and you'll get our address at the end of the program. Letting the Bible Speak is the Reverend Ivan Foster, and if you've been a regular listener, you'll know that he has been bringing a series of messages from the Gospel of Mark, and he's looking at some more verses in Mark chapter 1.
Good morning, and welcome to our Bible broadcast. If you're listening in for the very first time, well, of course, we extend to you a warm welcome. I hope that you enjoy this time around the Word of God. And could I say to all of you, if you have enjoyed the broadcast so far, well, do let us know. We'll be pleased to have your letters then. And if you have any requests for gospel literature, well, likewise, we will be more than happy to send that off to you. We also offer copies, cassette copies of our programs. Perhaps you'd like to pass it on to someone. Well, we'll be happy to give you a copy of any program that you request. Now we're going to have the Reverend William McCrae sing for us the lovely hymn, When I Survey the Wondrous Cross.
When I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died, my richest gain I count but loss and poor content. On all my pride, forbid it, Lord, that I should go, save in the death of Christ my God. All the vain that charm me most, I sacrifice them to His blood. See from His head, His hands, His feet, sorrow and love, Lord, mingled down. Did e'er such love and sorrow meet, or thorns composed so rich a crown? Were thou more shall have my life, my soul, my all.
Reverend William McCrae, and When I Survey the Wondrous Cross. We're going to turn to Mark's Gospel now, the chapter 1. Our subject this morning is the Savior's devil-disturbing preaching. We're reading from verse 21 of chapter 1. Hope you have your Bible there. Turn it up then to verse 21 of Mark, chapter 1. And they went into Capernaum, and straightway on the Sabbath day he entered into the synagogue and taught. And they were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one that had authority, and not as the scribes. And there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, saying, Let us alone! What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us? I know thee who thou art, the Holy One of God. And Jesus rebuked him, saying, Hold thy peace, and come out of him. And when the unclean spirit had torn him, and cried with a loud voice, he came out of him. And they were all amazed, insomuch that they questioned among themselves, saying, What thing is this? What new doctrine is this? For with authority commandeth he even the unclean spirits, and they do obey him. And immediately his fame spread abroad throughout all the region round about Galilee. Amen. And God will bless his word to our hearts as we study it now together. The subject then is the Savior's devil-disturbing preaching. The ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ was a vibrant ministry. His words were powerful words, impressive words. Now, I'm not referring to his oratory or to the actual terms that he employed as being powerful and impressive. His words were always simple and plain and easily understood by all who gathered to hear him. And remember, there were many children amongst those who listened to the Savior. No, the Savior only employed terms that people could understand. It was the power and blessing of God upon what he said that made his words impressive. I remember once being called an obscurantist by one who did not like my preaching. I confess I had to check that one out. I wasn't sure whether I should be pleased or displeased at being called such a thing. Well, it turned out it was meant as an insult. But we laughed anyway, praise the Lord. But the Savior never employed terms that left people wondering what it was he was talking about. No, they knew what he was talking about. And on this occasion, they are greatly impressed by the Savior's preaching. I want you to notice that they thought he was introducing new doctrine. It says there in verse 22, and they were astonished at his doctrine. Astonished. They never heard preaching like this. It's not that the Savior introduced new teaching. He wasn't introducing new doctrine. He was preaching the old doctrine, but he was preaching the old doctrine with the power of God upon it. And that's what made the difference. No one had ever heard preaching like this, except during the ministry of John the Baptist, and that had been a very brief ministry. And impressive and all as John's preaching must have been, it fell far short of the ministry of the Lord Jesus. O men and women listening to me today, we have little idea of the impressiveness of the gospel of Jesus until we have heard it preached in the power of the Holy Ghost. And in this land today, there is little or no such preaching. Oh, that God might breathe again upon his servants, his true servants, and enable them to preach in the power of the Holy Ghost. You will notice also that not only was his ministry and his words impressive, but you will see here that as he was preaching, a man possessed of a devil was flushed out. For it says in verse 23, that there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, saying, "Let us alone." Don't think for a moment that going to church makes you a Christian. You might as well go in and take a seat in a garage and expect to be made into a car. Church attendance doesn't make you a Christian. It's receiving the Lord Jesus Christ that makes you a Christian. That's what brings about true conversion. When we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, we pass from death unto life. We become a new creature. So here's this man, he's in the synagogue, he attends the synagogue, but he's possessed of a devil. But under the preaching of Christ, he's flushed out. You can't hide from the Word of God when it's preached in the power of the Holy Ghost. And this man is brought out into the open. But praise God, the Lord Jesus wasn't just interested in exposing him as a sinful man. He was interested in saving him. And save him he did. For this poor creature was delivered by the power of the Savior's word. For Christ rebukes the evil spirit that possessed the man and delivers the man from the power of Satan. You know, there is saving power in this glorious gospel. Paul said, the gospel of Christ is the power of God unto salvation. On another occasion, Paul, when he wrote to the church at Corinth, says this. This is 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. Did you get that? The Corinthians, before they were saved, many of them had been engaged in these awful practices and awful sins, but the grace of God had saved them. Oh, today there's salvation in Jesus. Come to him. God bless you.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday, at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.